May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Mr. Dean, Lord Chancellor, Lord Chief Justice, friends, it is a delight to be with you today. It gives me an opportunity to thank you for all that you do to establish and settle the rule of law in this country. We gather at a time when what it means to bring justice to a nation is being severely tested. Some say delaying Brexit is about giving people what they wanted. Others argue the complete opposite, because they didn't know what the implications really were. Whatever our personal view is, there is another question: how to deliver Brexit justly. We have heard different voices. The voice of those that want to shut Parliament to prevent debate on one hand, or those that want to force the Prime Minister to listen to Parliament on the other hand. But whatever happens, it seems that many will cry out that justice hasn't been done. In our present political climate, you may believe that justice is simply about the interpretation in law of what the actions of others are and their consequences. In an environment of rising violent crime among our young people, if you were to listen to some of our newspapers or television programmes, you could believe that justice is simply about catching criminals, sending them through the court system with due process, granting people legal representation and a jury of their peers. When Amos declared, "Let justice roll down like a mighty stream," I don't think he really meant, "Let police forces expand, let prisons proliferate, let criminals get their just deserts." Justice in the Bible has less to do with the conviction of the guilty and more to do with the care of the innocent. C.S. Lewis once noted that we have an entire biblical book entitled Judges, and yet not one of those judges, like Deborah, Barak or Samson, ever put on a robe or presided over court cases argued by lawyers. No, judges in ancient Israel were champions for the oppressed, heroes who sailed forth into society to end the oppression of the poor, who tried to vindicate God's way of doing things. In fact, a key clue as to what justice means in the Old Testament can be found in a verbal triplet that pops up regularly whenever God or the prophets talk about what constitutes a just society in Israel. Over and over again, God expresses his divine concern for widows, orphans, and aliens. Widows, orphans, and aliens. Women who had lost their husbands, children who had lost their parents, and foreigners who were not native Israelites. And what did each of these groups have in common? Each were vulnerable. Each had no reliable means of income. Each had the potential to become invisible in society, marginalized, and often their lives were lived in the light of injustice. So here in our Old Testament reading, we have Solomon. Solomon was an example of someone equipped by God to administer justice wisely and well. They said of Solomon, "They held the king in awe because they saw that he had wisdom from God to administer justice." We may balk at that idea in our present climate. The rule of law in this country has risen out of this biblical tradition. The concern of the law with justice is one that is rooted in the concern of God. Law holds the powerful to account and protects the vulnerable. Leviticus reads, "When you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not reap to the edges of your field or gather the gleanings of your harvest. You shall not strip your vineyards bare or gather fallen grapes off your vineyard. You shall leave them for the poor and the alien." This is a very helpful touchstone for the rule of law, which is God's business as well as ours. The naked clothed, the hungry fed, the thirsty given a drink. Jesus tells us that it is mercy that is required of us and not sacrifice. We are fortunate enough to live in part of the world that has a rich history of working towards democracy and the kind of vision for justice that we have been describing. Whether we go back to the Magna Carta or think forward to the 1918 Representation of Peoples Act, we are privileged to live in a country that seeks to ensure justice at every level. Interestingly, the 61st clause of the Magna Carta, known as the Security Clause, declared that a council of 25 barons be created with power to overrule the will of the king by force if necessary. This was repealed angrily by the king shortly afterwards. It is right that we seek to put our best legal minds to discerning what represents justice and democracy in our day. It is right that when there is a dispute, we work hard to discern what is best to do. But what we must not forget is that justice starts with the poor, the marginalized, the weak, and the oppressed. It is those who are most vulnerable who desperately need the systems to work for them. We must ask, are all our political and legal wranglings aimed at bringing justice to them? But sometimes, as human leaders, we get it wrong. The wisdom of Solomon in our reading gives way later to Solomon's folly, where he has 700 wives, 300 concubines, and sacrifices to false gods. Likewise, for all the high points of our British democracy, there are low points too. Arguably, our present situation is one of them, filled with chaos and confusion. It is one in which wisdom is required. For wisdom, we are told in Proverbs, is more precious than rubies, better than fine gold, and surpasses silver. It is wisdom that will give us a garland to grace our heads and present us with a glorious crown, an adornment around our neck. Wisdom for Solomon had to do with the good of others and not to the advantage of self. It was the inward worth and not with the outward show. Solomon asked for wisdom, not to be admired, but so that he could rule well for the good of the people and with an equity. Solomon sought for peace and prosperity for the people. He did not ask for riches or for honor, but for wisdom. And when King Solomon was offered everything in the whole of the world, what was it he asked for? He asked for wisdom. And God was so delighted he gave him wisdom and everything else as well. As a Christian, I continue to see hope when we are faced with situations that seem profoundly unjust and out of control. For my hope is not merely in the wisdom of human leaders, but in God, a God who has promised that we will see that his people get justice. And I have a hope in people as they let justice roll down like mighty streams. And the promise of God isn't a promise that will operate like Alexa on a good day, that will respond to us instantaneously to our request. But it is a promise that he will work out to put right what is wrong in his time and in his way. Justice. It is a call for us to persist in prayer for an unseen God who has unseen hands to overrule and direct the proceedings of our day. It is a call for us to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with our God. So today, let us renew our commitment to the service of the Crown and to all people in the cause of justice. And let us pray for wisdom. Amen.